WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Trumpeter Don Cherry is a curious figure in jazz. He's not one of the great technical masters of his instrument. He wanders out of tune and flubs notes more often than any seasoned vet should. But Cherry is such a naturally lyrical musician, even that stickler for perfection Wynton Marsalis likes him. Don Cherry is a free spirit, which is his most endearing and exasperating characteristic. His playing is delightfully puckish, but he's turned out more than a few slapdash or silly records. So even if he plays it safe on Art Deco, his new release on the A&M label, it's still his best album in ages. Don Cherry, Art Deco is sort of a trip into the past. His quartet includes bassist Charlie Hayden and drummer Billy Higgins. They were his compatriots in saxophonist Ornette Coleman's group when it shook up the jazz world in 1959. Rounding out the quartet is tenor saxophonist James Clay, who Cherry had played with in the mid-50s, before he'd met Coleman. Cherry gives his band lots of room to step out. Hayden and Higgins play solo pieces, and Clay gets a couple of ballad features, Body and Soul, and this Lerner and Lowe tune from My Fair Lady. Clay's ballads aside, Ornette Coleman's freely rambling jazz is the inspiration for Art Deco. 3 of the 10 compositions are by Coleman. Some reactionaries still consider Coleman's late 50s music way out there, but Cherry and company play it with such clarity and grace, you can hear it for the classic style it is, as classic as bebop or swing or any other jazz style that's been around for decades. James Clay may be a more conservative player by temperament, but he sounds at home with Coleman's style, too. He'd rehearsed with Cherry and Coleman in the 1950s in Los Angeles, where he also made a couple of records as a sideman. Afterwards, he went home to Texas, dropping out of sight for most of 3 decades. Gecko looks back in another way, too. Similar versions of a couple of the tunes, Coleman's The Blessing and Denzel Best and Thelonious Monk's Bemsha Swing, were on an album Cherry and John Coltrane recorded together in 1960. It was belatedly issued 7 years later as The Avant-Garde. The music on that album wasn't avant-garde in 1960, let alone 1967, but that's another story. Anyway, Cherry's new album has a more fitting title. Like Art Deco architecture, the music on Art Deco is eternally modern and timelessly beautiful.